Now, this year is coming to a close, and although for most of us that means Christmas trees and New Year's fireworks, for a select few it means it's time to get started to get prepared for the Parkes Elvis Festival in the new year. And we have the privilege of being able to talk with one such performer today, but not just any performer, but Australia's leading female Elvis, Maria Phillips. How are you, Maria?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for that intro. And I'm very humbled. Great to chat.
Yes. Now, I haven't heard of a female impersonator. How many of you are there? Like, are you a rare breed in the Elvis tribute artist?
We are very rare. I like to do things. I like to defy the odds. I think there are three in Australia that I know of. And they've been doing this a lot longer than I have, and they've had an amazing journey. There are a few globally, and in fact, this is the first year they are running the inaugural Female World Championships in the UK in May, of which I'm part of.
Wow, how exciting.
It's very exciting. I'm absolutely delighted.
Yeah.
This is a life journey for me.
Yeah, well, tell me, first of all, what era of Elvis are you?
I generally do Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I love all Elvis, but I've been sort of doing this since I was 3 years of age, and I think I fell in love with jumpsuits.
You gotta love the jumpsuit.
I have worn jumpsuits my entire life, not necessarily the Vegas ones I wear on stage, but I'm a jumpsuit for now. Anyone that knows me, if they didn't know me as Platinum Elvis, they would know me as a lifelong jumpsuit wearer.
So, look, where did your love of the King of Rock and Roll begin? Well, like at three, I mean, that's a very early age. Obviously, your parents, right?
Yeah, a family that had musical and performing roots, and I was just obsessed from the age of three, and I would. In those days, I was an impersonator. So, you know, when you're a kid and you're impersonating people, I then started performing. I'm from an Eastern European background, and the good old Polish club. I was on stage as a kid, doing Elvis, the Beatles, country, just obsessed. And then sort of it's been on the back burner, I guess, through my career. I've sort of always had the musical journey happening, but I sort of decided to go all in and become Platinum Elvis over the last year and a half since Parkes.
Okay. Did you, have you performed at Parkes before, or is this your first year?
I performed on the train, the very famous Elvis Express in mm-hmm. January, when Platinum Elvis sort of officially was born. So I'd sort of been attending Parkes for a few years and absolutely fell in love with the place, and that kind of inspired me to go all in and just follow this lifelong thing I'd been doing without actually doing it officially, if you like. So I'd been singing Elvis songs but not as Platinum Elvis. I've been performing in bands but not as Platinum Elvis, and then I went, I'm all in now, baby.
What do you mean by Platinum Elvis?
Well, oh, sorry, that's my stage name.
Oh, okay, right, I see. Sorry.
And mainly because, unlike the men, I have platinum sort of blonde hair. I wanted to be blonde Elvis, and I thought, no, we decided Platinum Elvis.
Ah, okay, yeah, understand. And do you have, like, do you sing in a very low voice?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I think to your earlier question, I think women are a rare commodity, mainly because I sing in Elvis's key, and I haven't really researched it, but I think, you know, your vocal cords and your speech all is formed early on. So the fact that the first songs that I sang were Elvis's, sort of I developed a vocal range that sort of sat well with Elvis.
Mm. Is that like a baritone or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a contralto, which is one of the rarer female voice is not that rare, but it's rarer. So I wouldn't be singing, you wouldn't see me singing Celine Dion and Ariana Grande. Because
you don't want to.
Well, I don't want to. And I realised, I thought, you know, it's a bit of a problem. All the songs, because I've done, you know, I've always sung. So, you know, back in the UK, I sang with a gospel coach. I always sang male songs, actually. It was Stevie Wonder, Prince. You know, I would do Chaka Khan, Aretha. But they're all that gospel soul kind of vibe. So I think, you know, and I'm not trying to sound like... The difference with tributing people, you know, I suppose everybody calls an ETA, an Elvis tribute artist, an impersonator. Everyone tributes in their own way. You fundamentally, nobody could ever replace Elvis. So anybody who does this has a fundamental love for Elvis and generally... tributes in, and as a female, I'm never going to sound like Elvis. I'm not trying to sound like Elvis, but I can sing in his key. And I would say all of the other females that do this would say the same.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can't, nobody can beat him. I mean,
I hope in 50 years' time, you know, I'm hoping, you know, one of the reasons we all do this is to live the legacy of Elvis. And I really hope he's proud of all the people that continue to live his legacy. I hope in 50 years, you know, this continues and but there'll never, ever, ever be another one of the King.
Well, it's quite amazing how it's really, there's nothing like it, is it? Like Elvis is like big everywhere and the tributes and the festivals, the Parks Festival is amazing. One question before we go, before we wrap up. The jumpsuits these days, do they make them out of stretchy fabric?
Mine are stretchy. I actually get mine. So there are a few places in the world that do the replicas. And so I get mine over in Canada. And you can sort of, Elvis had sort of a stretch gabardine. But the sort of stretch, I think the ones I have are sort of slightly more stretchy, so you can move in them. So I don't know how much of an Elvis fan you are, but a lot.
The suit is too tight.
Exactly. I was about to say, you hear me saying that a few times. I've tested my suit, how far I can go. I've still got a lot of work to do to get quite as low as Elvis did on that stage.
But it just sounds so good in part of his performance, and he comes up with that.
I mean, I could talk all day, but you know, he was the king of everything. He was the king of music. He was the king of fashion. You know, he did. I've got so many songs through my life that I still need to learn. He did almost 800 songs over 30 movies, and the jumpsuits. There's a whole world, a whole ecosystem of the jumpsuits. So for me, it's just a lifelong passion that I kind of, decided to now pursue more formally, and really grateful for Parks. I mean, if you haven't been to Parks, have to go to Parks.
You've got to go. You've got to at least once in a lifetime.
Oh, if Disneyland hadn't coined the phrase the happiest place on earth, I would absolutely give Parks that accolade without any hesitation. If anyone hasn't got anything to do in January, just try and get yourself to Parks. There's so much joy and love.
Yeah, exactly.
In that town.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful to the festival, and I'm really grateful to be performing this year.
Yeah. All right. And are you with the live band? Is it, you know, the big stage outside, or are you in one of the clubs?
I'm in a variety of places at this stage, so a mix.
Okay, so everyone should get the program, and you can just follow Maria around.
You can. I'd love you to follow me around. but yeah, please. It's just such a high. To me, it's the best week of the year. Clearly, I'm biased, but and the whole Elvis world and the Elvis family and the Elvis community are just awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, look, thank you so much for joining me, Maria.
No, thank you very much, and thank you for having me. I'm very grateful and for the opportunity.
That's a pleasure, and, you know, have fun in January.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was Maria Phillips, the leading female Elvis of Oz, or if you like to call it, the Queen of the King of Rock. for more details. You can head over to 2scr.com where we'll be posting the full interview with links shortly. And if you have been to the Elvis Festival in Parkes, let me know. Tell me how you experienced it. Are you going again? Do you go constantly? I mean, the trouble with Elvis Festival, if you haven't booked your accommodation a year out, it's very difficult to get something, some accommodation. And the second one, it is so hot. It is so unbelievably hot out there.